Dave Moore on Today FM.
Yeah.
First thing I do have to say, two things, Killian. One, I haven't seen you since you won, so congratulations on the Oscar.
And
two,
thanks,
congratulations to you both on such a powerful film. It really, really is amazing.
Thanks, man.
Killian, like, you're very much behind this film, not just in front of the camera. Why this story? How did it come about?
It came about because I really wanted to work with Tim Meelens, the director. Again, we'd worked together on Peaky.
Yeah.
And I'd read the book, and it really stayed with me. And then it was actually my wife, Yvonne, who said, like, what about Claire Keegan? We were trying to figure out what story to tell. And then I thought, there's no way these rights will be available. And then miraculously, they were available. And so then I brought it to Enda, and then I brought it to Eileen, and then it kind of gathered steam, you know, and came together very, very quickly. But, you know, it's a very important film, I think, or book, I should say. And hopefully the film does justice to the book. But, you know, I feel like, even though it's an Irish story, I feel like it's a kind of a universal story. You know,
I think so.
It has resonated. We played it in America, and it really struck a chord over there as well. Because I think every society experiences something like this. And we do need people to stand up and say what everyone is thinking.
Yeah.
You know?
And Eileen, you and Killian are incredible on screen together. Bill and Eileen's relationship feels so real. Obviously, you guys know each other so long. Do you think when it came to creating those two characters and having them feel like they felt to us as viewers, that your own personal history actually played a role in that?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think sometimes when you do films, you have to do a chemistry meet, and it just sees that you and the person you're opposite can spark off each other, and that there's a chemistry that will read on camera or whatever. And then our history is so valued within this that it's more of an un-chemistry thing, you know, for a couple that are married, you know, 20 years or whatever, kids in and money worries on their back and all that, and the church sitting in the corner all the time. It's like they need to be able to sit in the room, be in the room and not be in the room nearly with each other, you know. And I think that our friendship and our history together really only kind of gave us a suitcase full of stuff for free, you know.
That's such a good point. And Killian, Bill Furlong, this character you play, I just wonder how you chose to inhabit him, in the sense that, like, okay, it's not a hero movie. He's not a hero, but he does things in this movie that are difficult and hard, but yet you've chosen to play him, I think, in a very specific way, which is just incredible.
We wanted to make him like as kind of non-verbal as possible, as quiet as possible, and you know, we wanted to try and show his kind of interior life a bit more, and just how he was struggling there, and you see that through the flashbacks, obviously. But then, you know, even down to the house where they live, it's a real house in New Ross, and it's a tiny little house. But I remember meeting the woman that used to live there, and she said there was a load of kids grew up in this house, and there was a lovely warm atmosphere in this house, and you'll feel it off the walls. And we did feel it off the walls, and we were all crammed in there, you know, we had two cameras at one point filming the, you know, baking the cake or like coming off when I came home for dinner. And you just, so what I'm trying to say is that if you shoot in real locations, we were shooting in New Ross, you kind of, it kind of seeps into the performance, you know, it really informs the performance. Mm. And, you know, stuff like, I remember in the book, she says that he always walks looking down at the ground. He finds it difficult to make eye contact. And, you know, we all know those sorts of, it's a particular disease that Irish men have, I think, or particularly used to have.
Yes,
you know, and
that, of a certain vintage, yeah.
That sort of isolation and that difficulty in communicating emotions and all of that stuff. But like being deep, deep thinkers. And I think he's one of those guys, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe the kind of antithesis to the church in the background and everything Bill is going through is the house. And I know there are worries and there are 20 years of marriage, but with the daughters on screen, you know, everything that we see there, the dynamic, I wonder what it was like to shoot that. Was it as chaotic and fun as it seemed to be, or?
It was as chaotic as it looked. There was constantly, I was teaching the girls some songs that I grew up with, that you'd be singing in the back of the car kind of thing. So there was that on loop. There was them trying to teach us clapping game.
Oh, yeah.
There was somebody always learning the bloody accordion. So there was lots of talk and natter and snack constantly on the go. But it's beautiful. It's like you get such a payoff from that because the ease they all have with each other, and the way Tim would record would be that the scene would be started before they even knew it.
Oh, okay, that's clever.
So beautiful.
Yeah. And while Bill Eileen is the main character, almost every other character in the world we're experiencing through this film is the world of women, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of amazing. I reread the novel on the way here, and her writing is just so beautiful. All of the parts are so incredibly perfect. You know, all the women play different facets of women within it as well. And it's like seeing them through his eyes and then seeing what effect the history has had on him. So you take this little boy and now look at the man, you know, give me a boy at 7 and I'll show you the man. And I think we're seeing the outcome of that.
Mm. You know? Definitely. And Killian, what can art like this do with a subject like New Ross in 1985 and all the other places around the country that have experienced this trauma? Like, what's art's role in this, do you think, in terms of the book or the film or anything else?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's something I think about a lot, and it's something you kind of feel quite responsible or you feel a big responsibility for when you're making it. I think it's you know, we're all still kind of dealing with this history, and I think art is a sort of, can be a gentler kind of way to look at it. It still asks the same questions.
Yeah.
It doesn't give the answers. It's not like a government report or a piece of academia.
Which is a lot harder to consume, by the way.
Which is harder to, and most people don't read these reports. Do you know what I mean? And what we're trying to do is show the effect of this on everyday regular people and how it might have affected them, and hopefully it'll cause a conversation. Because, you know, what is amazing about the film, or the book I should say, is that it ends really when the story is just starting. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to give it away, but most people in Ireland have read it. but like, you know, that's when you know it really, all the big questions are posed, really, after he brings it to the house.
And doesn't art always provoke conversation?
Always.
You know, in a way that it's unexpected. Mm. It's not a big lead-in. It's not like, I'm going to sit you down and we're going to discuss this now.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, suddenly you'll have watched something and your mother will say, but sure, didn't you know Uncle Fred died of getting hit on the head with a hammer or whatever? And like, it was just stuff, secrets come out.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. And listen, one question away from the film for a second. I can't have two Corkonians on and not ask about Cork's incredible year. Bambi Tug at Eurovision, the cabin crew, 2 goals in the Olympics, an Oscar. How are you all feeling?
Should we always do it?
Oh, cock-a-boo.
We wouldn't have expected anything less.
Well, listen, congratulations on everything, but particularly small things like these. It is genuinely, as you said, thought-provoking and a really important piece I think everybody needs to go and see. So thanks a million.
Thank you.
Cheers, Dave.
Great to see you, Kel. See you, Eileen. Thanks a million. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.